You're listening to the Medics Impact Podcast, giving you the tips you need to be successful along the path to professional opportunities. Hey there, and thank you for tuning in to episode 15 of the Impact Podcast. I'm your host, the editor-in-chief of the Medics Career Impact blog, Andrew Bogue. On today's episode, we're talking all about vets. And, all right, I'll be honest, I got really excited to meet some cool puppies and neat kittens today. Until my boss clarified that vets meant veterans and not veterinarians. So I apologize in advance for anyone that's here expecting expert advice on grooming and tips for the best kibble to buy. Maybe on another episode, but not today, because today we're focusing on U.S. veterans, those amazing people who served their country and worked side by side with others who shared a vision for making a difference through their mission. All too often, however, our service members return home to a workforce that feels, frankly, unfamiliar to them. I mean, where do you start when returning home? Where do you even apply to? And how do those skills that you use during service transfer back to the workplace? Adjusting to life back home is a challenge in itself. Reestablishing your career? Now, that's a whole nother hurdle. Thankfully, we're joined by our special guest today, Mike, a Medics account executive from Nashville. As a veteran with experience in the United States Army, he's come face to face with the challenges of transitioning back into the workforce. And he's got tips for embracing the skills and values that drive many veterans during their time in the service. For anyone out there that's having some trouble getting started transferring their skills into the workforce, or just know someone who might be, it's an eye-opening interview that I honestly cannot wait to share with you. So don't move a muscle, and we'll be back here in just a few moments with our expert interview from Mike in Medics Nashville.
When you find the right job for your career, it's like a light bulb going off in your head. Unfortunately, searching for a job and keeping track of your professional progress can be a complicated, confusing process. That's why Medics created AHA, our digital platform that's changing the way talent are hired. Learn more about our one-stop shop for finding your next job at www.ahaopportunity.com. Have you had your AHA moment yet?
We are back, and joining us today on the Impact Podcast is our very special guest, Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I wanted to start off by just introducing you to our listeners. So could you give us a brief overview of what you do here at Medics and how long you've been with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am an account manager here in Nashville. We're selling RevCycle. I've been with Medics for, it'll be 2 years in February, so just shy of 2 years. I started out as a recruiter recruited for about a year, just over a year, and got promoted into sales in May of this year. So that's, in a nutshell, that's what I'm doing. And prior to Medics, I was in the Army. I joined the Army in 2006. So quite a while ago, over 10 years ago, and I was an infantryman. So went to Fort Benning, Georgia, did some training there, and eventually got stationed in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Did a couple tours in Afghanistan. Met my wife in Nashville. After about 7 years in the infantry, the Army decided that I should recruit for them for a few years. So I did that up in the Detroit area, up in Michigan, where I'm from. And then I got out of the Army and came back to Nashville, where my wife is from, and got on board with Medics. So, and here I am today, Andrew, talking to you.
Wow. The long winding road finally brought you to me for this interview. That's the takeaway I have here.
Hey, you got it.
That's a really interesting career story, though. So, you know, you're taking this journey, you know, from the Army and transitioning all the way to today, where you're, you know, selling RevCycle for our healthcare division here at Medics. And I think that's really an interesting thing to dig into here, because, you know, we're talking all this week and, you know, in honor of Veterans Day, about veterans in the workforce and, you know, some of the challenges and unique experiences that veterans can bring to the table. So, you know, it sounds like you had a path to get to where you are today. And I was just wondering, like, what was that transition like? I mean, you said you were overseas for a while, you had all these different experiences, and then to come back and to jump right back into the workforce, was it easy for you? Were there challenges along the way?
Oh man, no, it was not easy at all. Fortunately, the experience that I had in recruiting prior to coming to Medics, it definitely, if I didn't have that experience, I would not have been able to transition as well as I have. And I don't think I've transitioned well by any means. You know, the biggest thing, you know, in the military, yeah, people have feelings, but you don't really have to cater to them. So you can kind of communicate outside of feelings on a daily basis. So that, I think that was one of my biggest challenges, is becoming a civilian and realizing that you really have to cater to how people feel and tailor everything you do to that to some level. So that was very difficult for me, honestly. My first couple months in Medics, honestly, I didn't think I was going to – there was times where I didn't think I was going to make it. I didn't think I was going to be able to keep going. Because, you know, things that matter to some people just never really mattered to me in my career. So I had to make them matter, in order to have that working relationship with others. I think that's the biggest struggle. Not used to having your boss ask you to do something. So that's different as well. But, you know, and then also when you've worked, your coworkers for the past, you know, 11 years have been soldiers. It's difficult for your coworkers to not be soldiers anymore. And it's not bad. It's just different. It's they don't have the same perspectives that you have at all. So it was one of the biggest transitions in my life. I think, you know, it's a big transition going into the military. It's a very big transition coming back from combat back to the United States and, you know, kind of letting your guard down. And then it's also a very, you know, equally big transition from living in a military life, military community, to, being around civilians 24/7. So definitely.
Oh yeah, I mean, I can't even imagine how challenging that could be. I mean, the only closest thing I have is, you know, transitioning from hanging out at college and playing video games all day, and then starting a job, you know, right out of school. But completely changing, you know, the type of work you're doing and the type of coworkers you have in the work environment certainly sounds like it could be a shock and, you know, very difficult to process and to feel confident in. But, you know, you alluded to this, you got to do a little bit of recruiting when you returned back home, and you were able to bring those skills over when you started working with Medics. Could you identify any other skills that, you know, you definitely used during your time in the Army and that you saw transition over nicely, maybe if you didn't even know it at the time, but that have really helped you along the way, you know, getting back into the workforce?
Oh yeah, absolutely. A lot of skills. Absolutely, Andrew. And I don't think that, yeah, you're right. It wasn't just recruiting. It was, you know, so many times you have a mission to complete, you don't have the assets to complete it, or you don't have the time that you would like to complete the mission. And, you have to figure out a way to do it. And, you know, Medics, I think they do a good job at giving you a lot of assets, and that, you know, sometimes as a recruiter you get a hard wreck, and you know, if you don't have, if in your mind there's no quitting until you fill it, you're going to keep pushing, you're going to keep going until you fill that wreck, and you're going to take pride and joy in doing that. So, you know, the Army, and one reason that I really wanted to work for Medics, Andrew, was because of their values. And I know a lot of people say that, and you know, maybe all of them mean it, maybe all of them don't. I don't know. But the Army has core values as well. And, you know, you're actually rated on a yearly basis as a non-commissioned officer in the Army. You're rated on a yearly basis. And one way that you're rated on top of your job performance, you're rated on, did you live up to the Army values? Did you do anything in your life that disrespected the Army values? So having that mindset in the Army and then transition over into medics and, you know, knowing that their values are very important to them and that it made it a lot easier for me, you know. So, but to sum it up, you know, not ever quitting when the mission is hard. That is the biggest thing on top of recruiting in my experience. And also, you know, being flexible. You know, you might be recruiting on one position today. You might be recruiting on a different position tomorrow. Not complaining. You know, your job's hard. That's okay. Suck it up. You know, it's good that your job's hard. It's job security, right? So those are the biggest things, I think.
So, you know, you speak to really having to identify not only skills that you have that can transfer over into the workforce, maybe in a different job than you ever imagined yourself doing, but also identifying organizations to work for that really do share those core values that you were able to be a part of and express during your time in the Army, finding that translated in an employer as well. And I think that's really important and key is finding something that will, you know, keep you driven and keep you motivated to keep going back to work every day. It sounds like when you were transitioning back to the country, getting back into the workforce, you maybe, you know, weren't coming at it with a clear plan. Hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go here. I'm going to have this job. And that can be really confusing. So do you have any tips for anyone that, you know, maybe is in that position right now? They're having a difficult time finding their way back into the workforce. And, you know, anything that you could share from your experience as to a good starting place or a way to kind of start putting those pieces together?
Ooh, that is a great question. I can just say for me, seeing, you know, I interviewed at I didn't even interview very many places. Honestly, you know, when I got out of the Army, in January of 2017, I took a couple weeks of leave. So I had time to interview places, et cetera, but you know, I wasn't really aggressively pursuing a new position. So for me, just finding a company that aligns with the goals that you have, that way you're walking, you know, hand in hand, you know, I think that was the biggest thing for me. And maybe, you know, recruiting, honestly, yeah, I was good at it and great, but I like sales a lot more. So maybe the position that you start out in isn't going to be your forever position. Maybe it's not going to be the love of your life, but if you're in a company that aligns to your values, and has the opportunity that you need, then give it a try. Even if it's not the position your favorite position in your mind. I mean, 10 years ago, or not even 10 years ago, shoot, you know, a couple years ago, I was kicking people's doors down and jumping out of helicopters and you know, shooting and doing some crazy stuff. And, you know, now I'm cold calling directors and vice presidents and meeting with them for lunch. And, you know,
totally different world, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
well, I think that's great advice. Just the idea of being open to opportunities that maybe would have not been on your radar at any other time, but also not losing sight of yourself. You know, what makes you and what kept you driven for all those years in your previous role for our country can really translate over if you find yourself a good home where you can grow and an organization to support you, right?
Absolutely. That is a good way of summing it up for me, Andrew.
You know, that's why I'm here. That's why they pay me the big bucks, clearly.
Right. No, great. Absolutely, though. You hit the nail on the head.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's episode. You know, we really want to tap into your expertise and to show that, you know, there are a lot of paths to finding your way back into the workforce, even if it's not something you may have anticipated coming out and you know, applying to jobs right away. And I think your story is a great one to point to, not only to your, incredible experience with the Army, but then, coming back and finding different roles and then, even evolving at your time here at Medics to take you, from a recruiter into the sales role. So thank you again for taking the time out of your schedule to talk with us.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Medics Impact Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and access our full catalog of professional development articles on the Medics Career Impact blog.